This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So we do know that the registration is happening right now for the second semesters. And we also know that abanye abantu are doing their third year, second year. And I feel like we go through a lot as students. Maybe we don't talk about it as much, but kuningi esilagona. I mean, I was a student myself and I went through a lot. By the grace of God, I completed in record time.
Indeed.
But I know your
difficulties that you had.
Yeah, remember I said I went ngacishe nje nganga graduate in record time.
Yeah.
Me ngathola G20 guys because I failed a particular module more than 2 times. Mm. So yabo, that on alone caused me with ngibe ne mini depression. So I feel like students go through a lot.
I wonder umuntu ofumene G20 uqeda njani in record time. You should ask yourself that.
Guys, it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. Umuntu on a serious note, it's factual. You don't complete in record time.
Exactly. Because I want banjan.
Yeah, because you literally have to. That's what it means. Ufele kaningi, so it's a break and rethink ukuthi usafuna ukuyenza lento kuthiwa isikole ngoba lokhu faila. So mina, I literally passed by the grace of God. But omunye umuntu experiences that and then azacabanga nokuyibulala yabo leyo nto leyo umuntu asele imojo acabanga ukuyilengisa because ucabanga ukuthi ucabanga zona lezi zinto esikhuluma ngazo ukuthi I'm not going to complete in record time yabo leyo nto leyo. All that pressure that we put on ourselves. So I felt like it was really important that I bring someone on the show who's already graduated twice. Yeah, well, last week Wednesday he was graduating OSBB, diploma of Human Resources Management. You completed your first diploma 2020, right?
Yeah. And then last year I was doing my advanced diploma in Management Sciences, Human Resources.
So, you had your second belt. Dude, you need to let us know. Like, give us some motivation as the young people who are students. Because when you would say, but now I'm going to graduate and because So, let us know. What did you do? Yeah, but how did you achieve that academic success? Your first diploma, Abo.
Well, I'm going to be a guest now. Thank you, Afida, for having me on this show. It's really an honor to be here today on the Campus Voice. It's just that when you are mufika la first year, obviously, we are lapani yokwenzani blah blah blah. Bazali bayakhuluma.
Ungakhohlwa ukuthi yokwenzani laphaya.
Yokwenzani laphaya. Yeah. It's not like our two didn't do izinto like the fun things ezenzeka ever city. I went through all phases of the endo, but in my mind benakho ukuthi and sorry, it's because of mhlawumbe background umuntu asuka kuyo futhi motivated. Now I was motivated by my background. I knew myself before I entered eMangosuthu ukuthi ngizobenzani because I understood ukuthi if ngingafundi, if nginganaki incwadi zami, I'll end up ngiwasha imoto emarenkini yabo izinto ekanjalo.
Wow.
So my background firstly nje before yonke into motivated me uba okay, just go there, make sure that we are passed. Yes, Mrs. Figelana, we
siyakhohlwa
senza izinto ezahlukene.
Get distracted.
Yabo. But then it's mainly focusing eklasini umamele, study with abanye abantwana. I understand khona abantu abangafundi nama groups
abangakwazi.
But if you don't understand, buza abanye abantu ukuthi kwenziwa kanjani lana. Mina into eyangisiza kakhulu ukuthi always studying with abanye abantu, ngingayivaleli ngithi mina no, mhlawumbe nginabo abangani. Make friends, communicate nabanye abantu, nibe nama study sessions, nihambe ama libraries, zonke izo zinto. Kubaluleke kakhulu lokho so that uzokwazi ukuthi uphumelele in life. Like umuntu ngabantu, so I believe ukuthi mesizana siseklasini elilodwa kuyanceda ukuthi upass it to the next level. There's no magic kule nto man, it's just working hard. I'm not smart.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not like the smartest person.
All smart people say that though.
Oh, come on, Afika. Okay, no. Okay. I'm not. I was just working hard.
Yeah.
It's hard work pays because you know that you have to put the effort in order to pass. So it was njelonto le.
That's very true. What advice would you give? Our since we're on the topic, Yoguti, it's important for you to firstly, number one, focus and study with people.
Yeah.
What about umlaleli ozothi? Our I've done all of that, but kukhona this one module. Njengoba kade ngisho kwenu ukuthi mina khona leyo day ingcwisi nje ilokhilwa nami siyabo wena ngeke uziphumela. What if they are experiencing that and mhlambe they almost feel like usay is dumb manje because lento le usay feel like I think what can they do, how can they get help to overcome abanye abantu la esikoleni bahlethwe imodule leyo njengoba ngisho ukuthi baze bakwazi ukuthi ba graduate. What advice would you give them?
Yeah, I think no, it's not ba is dumb.
Yeah,
kukhona la esi good khona khona la esingekho good khona. Like mna, I knew that I wasn't good with stats.
Yeah.
When with calculations, today I was not good.
Stats is the devil.
I assume good is one. I'm sure
because so na you.
Yeah. So into ngayenza mina with stats ka first year because I knew good. No, I'm not good with calculations. I remember there is a report yam eyaga grade 2. Ebhaliwe even namanje ekhaya ukuthi qinisa kakhulu kwizibalo ebhalwe ngesixhosa memfetho because I was never good. That's when I saw ukuthi izibalo mina was never good with izibalo. Yeah, but you know what, leya module ngayiphasa ngo A lokhuzini ka first year.
Wow.
Because ngangifuna ukudlula kuyona. I put more effort kuyo because I knew kuto HR laba banye at least theory ngayibamba ngiyunderstand ngiyam le idinga ukuthi wazi ama formulas idinga ukuthi yabo. So I put more effort ngacela nabangani bami ukuthi bangisize. I remember umJ Jabulani, the one who recently passed on.
Yeah.
Lo
I don't mean to love. Oh, what's going to be used now? Look, I smile.
Oh, I'm in Kurangoche.
Ay, mostly. I say, Sholo.
Yay, not that one. Please.
Hey, please.
JP. JP was good. We could be states. I used to like Nkhale nabo together with Abo Maka and many more. Nkhale nabo and spend time with them in Sifundi states because I knew good they were good with states. So I put more focus on
a weakness yam
yabo.
Yeah.
So that ngaleyo ndlela ngasiphasa ngangasifuni futhi ngasiya kanjalo ngathi thank you that ngihlukene naso. Because yeah. Understand. So, balekile nje ukuthi u put a more focus on into that you see ukuthi izokunika inkinga.
Yes.
And give yourself a break. Ungabe nawe ke so funda one way. Take time, relax, ube nguwe, yabo, ube nguwe, uhlale. Kuyenzeka, I think it's just that kuyenzeka. Even if you fail, it does not mean about the storm.
I think we need to readdress Leon to our ukuthi when you fail, failure, like the actual definition of failure, it's actually the inability to actually do something or a failure of an event. It's not even about umuntu per se. Failure is not even you. It doesn't define you as a person. I think Tina, as a band, especially young people that are ifundis, we just associate failure with us, with our self-worth.
Shooting is strong.
Yes, that's why people, that's where you'll find academics wanting to kill themselves. Because this happens a lot. Yes. Students will kill themselves because they failed. It's because we attach our self-worth to isfundo. And it's like, that has nothing to do with you as a person, as a whole.
Yeah.
It's okay if you fail. It's just an opportunity for you to
and
do
you,
better.
And you always learn when you fail. Even if it's not about iskolo ngegoku nje empilweni when
yes.
You fail, when you like when you send a mistake, you learn from those mistakes and then so that the next time uzokwenza better. Mina I had a child.
Yeah,
it's my first time gi revealing. I had a child in Zeva City.
Yeah,
like yo, that for me that was it was a lot, but I learned a lesson out of that.
Yeah, it was the biggest downfall in your life.
And it is what motivates me today. Would I have to look out for this person now, who's looking up to me as utata yonke lonto le. So by so doing, like uba nomntana kwam kwandenza ukuthi ndimotivate. Just find something as a motivate in your life.
Yeah.
You know your family, ukuthi baphila njani. You know yourself, you know what you want. empilweni. Just find that one thing and motivate yourself ngayo ufunde. Ukufunda kukho mnandi guys, kuna kubani, kufunda akukho mnandi at all.
Yeah,
you would be lying uthi when you enjoy ukufunda izifundo zakho. Mhlawumbe u read ama novels, you can do that, yeah, you enjoy that. But the scholar,
yeah, kumnandanga.
Akumnandanga.
Kumele uzinyanzele.
Uyazinyanzela nje because obviously we are azazi into bani ufuna ntone life.
Absolutely. So for the part yokuthi okay, ngiyafunda, and also you did say ukuthi nawe when you were here first year, and vele siyazi ukuthi when you're in university, uni life, you do a lot of things, yeah, that your parents don't know about because, yes, you have a lot of freedom, yes, and there's boys here, there's girls here, so it's so easy for you to get distracted, yeah, like socially, because kone social life yako, kone your academics and yonke leyo nto leyo, kone imfundiso zasekhaya. So what advice would you give someone mhlambe who feels like okay yabo manje kuningi isiphithiphithi nje yabo sekumnandi kakhulu sengibona ukuthi manje I'm distracted angisazi ukuthi ngishone kephi wishi nje into ongayazi ngoba manje sengi so caught up on the social side because yabo as much as it's good to play but you need to work harder. So what advice would you give that person?
Njengobusho nje, it's good to play, but work hard. Balancisa. Awube umuntu okwazi ukubalansisa. Uma ungakwazi ukubalansisa, at least choose one, which is isikolo at this point. Because if ungakwazi ukubalansisa,
ufuna ukujoyela nje.
No, umjoyela ubalulekile ngesikhathi sawo wena afika la kumnandi nje. Uba uphile nje impilo nawe njengabanye abantwana. Yeah. But make sure that uyakwazi ukuthi ubalansise your lifestyle ne education yakho. Kubalulekile, yeah, lokho. Ukuthi nje ukubalansise konke. Umtshele nje umuntu wakho, especially futhi naye if he or she is a student, umtshele ukuthi now I'm studying, ngiyafunda, yeah, manje, please give me time, yabo. Ukuthi niyaxabana, kuhlezi uqatshana kuma relationships, yeah, but nje make sure ukuthi uyabalansisa, ungabe usuhlala e-roomini yakhe, khona bahlala ema-roomini,
yeah, khona basibhitayo emaresi
kuze kushaye o 3 to 5 days umuntu ehlele e-roomini yomuntu akaze ayivakashele incwadi yakhe, akaze enze lutho nje, yabo. Now that is sekukweqile lokho. Yes, you can visit umuntu wakho for that 2-3 hours and then come back endlini ufunde, yabo.
Yeah, because now some people, and this actually, we need to address this a lot, guys. This happens a lot where there's, people go and basically with their partners for like Monday to Friday, Django Busha, but yeah, keep it, and then umuntu sebele ekhaya. Yabo sine say it well.
Say it,
yeah.
Yeah, njoba ngisho nami, it's not like I'm perfect, njoba ngisho kanje. I made those mistakes and kwa gina sekuvela nabantwana in all that process, but I did not lose ubumi na ukuthi yini kahle kahle ngizoyifuna emangosuthu. Even after lonto leyo, ekhaya abathetha kwenzeka lonke lonto, but ekugcineni ngeza nayo into ababengithume yona ukuthi angizoyilanda emangosuthu.
Waphinde futhi walande esibini.
Ngaphinde ngalande esibini, sho mama.
Yay! How do you feel about, yeah, that though? Like, how do you feel having gotten your second belt?
Ah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was a risk, to be honest, because
During COVID,
and nogunye futhi, whenever you're doing your advanced, there's no NSFAS anymore.
Yeah, there's no funding.
So, I funding you dependele kuma bursaries. I bursary ebeng na yonje mina yangshia halfway.
Yep.
Which means lesa singiskwe tuzo mele ngiskokele mina. But I'm glad ukuthi I went through yonke leyo process leyo because, hey man, that's another thing. Sesiphila manje ya South Africa, unemployment is
The rate is high.
Yeah.
Yabo?
So you must have something also about competitive ngayo. A diploma on its own, yeah, ungaqasheka ngayo. Yabo, ungaqasheka ngayo. But kukhona abantu abano honors abangaqashwanga. So who do you think bazomthatha xa sikuyiwa kuyilokhuza kuma interviews,
yeah,
on a diploma on a honors? Okunye futhi engifuna nje ukuveza wena Afrika. It's not even about now ukuthi usuna ntoni when it, yeah, comes to unemployment. I would encourage abantu ukuthi if you know ukuthi uthandani in terms of business, qala business lakho.
Yeah.
Balekile. Entrepreneurship is the way now. Because yes, ngafunda sifunde, but if ingekho
imisebenzi,
yabo, if ingekho imisebenzi kunzima guys ukuthi siqasheke. So if you have something, no matter how small it is, I'm babuka labo sisi abadayisa emafonini kuma statuses bedayisa ingubo nani. Those people make a lot of money out of that.
Yeah.
Take whatever uyifundiswe eklasini. Tinaka HR sasifundiswa like recruitment ton. If you know, yeah, you can start your own recruitment company. Iqale. You may never know ukuthi ngakuleadaphi. It's not about now ukuthi usuna ntoni kakhulu nespecificity. It's about your mindset ukuthi ucabanga ntoni about what you have or about what you gained the class in. And just,
and also what you didn't mention is that after you graduated, there's life after varsity, there's life after graduating, and that's any independent goals as umuntu omusha ukuthi okay, I've graduated, what am I going to do now? But you didn't mention ukuthi any independent is to volunteer.
Kubaluleke kakhulu afika. Yo, kubaluleke kakhulu and ndisa kwenye chapter.
Yeah, because it's important. I mean, people look by bekela phansi indaba yokuvolunteer and ukuvolunteer motho ukubheka yabo igona okuningi kakhulu because phela yabo any company would be willing to take a motho as a volunteer because we don't have to pay you. Mm. But you don't actually understand ukuthi in that process bakubuka. Kwa ukuthi firstly kwa ukuthi wena nje you willing to volunteer usebenza ungena manje ufundile
ungasebenzi bra uhleli nje ufundile unezinto zakho uhambe nje every day uvukela ukuye endaweni uyosebenza nje for no pay baleke kakhulu as you say kubalekile ukuvolunteer because through ukuvolunteer mina nawe kusibekela sikhona namhlanje sike sangena at least sabona ngaphakathi kuma departments saba part of ama interns asemangusuthu through ukuvolunteer khona la MUT Radio and I don't want to lie, MUT Radio helped me mna kakhulu even nje mentally because if bekuthiwa ngihlele ekhaya like the whole year last year because I was studying online most of the time bekunzima kuba nzima mfethu ukuhlala ekhaya after uqedile isikole awusebenzi uhleli ekhaya sonke stress isiza ngawe ushoda even about izinto nje izinto zokugcoba izinto ezincane nje uvela ustress eyo yonke into after i qualification yakho so uqedile because kunzima ezindishwe unemployment rate is very high. So volunteerism helped me a lot now when it comes to that because it was sort of a distraction in a way. I used to come here every day in Jinshale and Abantu here. When I go home saying yolala, the next day, yes, kanjalo. So kubaluleke kakhulu even mentally, ngiyakusiza nje ukuthi ube distracted. Also, ngiyakusiza ukuthi ube umuntu
absolutely. Awet, and just to add to what you said, I feel like volunteering is so important because in that process where you're volunteering, don't forget you are actually an employee. You're not getting paid, but you are an employee, which means you are learning the necessary organizational skills that you need to learn. You're gaining those skills. You're gaining that experience. That makes you uguti in the work space ube competitive. Because now, eskasene siningi, yabo, bafuni experience, which we don't have.
So, always want the experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yabo. So, manje, at least if you volunteer and you also have your qualification, they'll say, okay, this is something to work with. Lomuntu lo akfa, lomuntu njuhu straight out of varsity.
Out of varsity,
So guys, we really encourage for you, Uguti, as you are unemployed, unemployment causes depression. As you're unemployed, look for something ongayenza. Awetu really said entrepreneurship, volunteerism, all of that is important. So, Awetu, before we wrap up the interview, what advice would you give to a young person who is a student who's about to finish as you are a graduate yourself? Don't you just feel important? I'm like,
but what advice would I give? No man, African yawo now in fucking slang on this school.
Oh dude, come on. You graduated twice. It's an achievement. It's a milestone. Yeah, you can definitely impart the knowledge that you gained to the listeners.
Okay. No, okokuqala nje kubalekile to as much as njoba kade ngishilo siyasina impilo siyaphila futhi kumnandi. We are youth, kuvineke siphile vele kakade.
Yeah,
we have to have fun. We must have fun.
It's mandatory.
Ngendlela e right ke phofu yabo. So, but njoba firstly njoba kade ngisho ukubalansisa kwazi ukuthi ubalansisa umsebenzi wakho esikole together with a lifestyle yakho iphilayo. Not against the lifestyle yakho, but make sure that we are balanced. Okwesibili, iba nabantu owaziyo ukuthi if ngishoda mhlambe kwi marketing, ngenza marketing noma ngenza i engineering, ngiyazi ukuthi angekho good kwi maths. Iba na that person, that one person ozokusiza nje, whether it's a friend, manje ke sekunelucky we got amathuta, like sonke isifundo siba nawo amathuta.
Yes.
Consult kumathuta uhambe kubatshela ukuthi no I understand la kwenzeka kanjani yabo, zimisele ngomsebenzi wakho, ilokho engizama ukusho ukuthi nje just uzimisele ngomsebenzi wakho wesikole. Sikola sikho mnandi but ekugcineni sizokunika lento oyifunayo. Ufuna ukuba uengineer la, ufuna ukuba noma ngabe yini oyifundayo. Just zimisele. It's just 3 years.
Yeah, and trust me, it feels like just yesterday when we
exactly
were.
Exactly,
it goes by very fast. You won't believe it now.
Yeah, bo. So, nje, it's just that it's cut us now and the end. Musufika, I don't want to lie. I feel like emsebenzini kumnan kakhulu and it makes it exciting kakhulu than musa schooling.
Mm-hmm.
Because emsebenzini, that's where usufunda learn to get to ifundi klasini, usuya yenza practical now and obviously utwela na mashankuru. Exactly. Utwela na mashankuru.
Yeah.
At least now, yakwazi uphila uphefumule. You don't have to worry about your homework. You don't have to worry about assignment ethile.
Yeah.
It's fun. Musulapo. But kwa manje, zimisele nje, ube right. Uzoba right.
Uzoba right.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.